Talk Live, your program to take control of if you desire. You may call in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
We're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your phone call. Still the latest on the Afghanistan situation coming up here in moments. First, Dan is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Dan, Arizona, going once.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Dan, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I listen to you guys off and on. I don't listen to you every day.
That's okay. I don't either.
It sounds like you guys know Scott from Wisconsin fairly well.
Nope, I don't know.
He's called. I mean, I haven't met the man.
He's
but he calls you fairly frequently.
Yeah, he's called a few times.
He's always very kind and mentions our names at the beginning of the call too.
I just wanted to say that he sounds like a real nice guy.
Sure, I'm sure he is.
And I would trust him with my life. He sounds like the type of guy that I could trust with my life.
Well, I don't know if I would make that
decision. I wouldn't
do that
if you just heard a guy over the radio, but okay.
Well, you know, of course, but I'm just saying right off the bat, he sounds like he's a potential for that.
That's your impression. I gotcha.
I just want to make a shout out to him. He really breaks my heart because he's exactly the type of guy that stands in our way of freedom because he's so married to the Bible and his religion, which is, there's no problem with that, but he doesn't separate what's going on in the world today and all about freedom and tyranny, and he's always religious about it. And
well, it's all been preordained. Didn't you know that?
What's that?
It's all been preordained. Didn't you know that? There's no use using analytical process.
We've got three things in common throughout history. We got war, we got government, and we got religion. And nothing has changed. Something has got to change about those three things before we can really move towards freedom.
Well, hang on now. I don't know Scott. He hasn't called often enough for me to really make this determination. I don't remember all of the content of his calls. But I don't get the impression necessarily that he is one who would necessarily stand in the way of freedom. I don't think that believing in the Christian religion or being a Christian is in any way contradictory, just on its face, from supporting freedom. There are plenty of Christians within the liberty movement up here in New Hampshire. There's some very devout Christians who I consider some of the best, most principled activists.
But they've all taken a step back from their religion and from their religious leaders because Christianity, although it may have been something entirely revolutionary when it was created in the first, second, third centuries, that kind of thing, it has now, since it's been co-opted, ever since the time of Constantine and that kind of thing, ever since then, it's been a religion of subjugation, control, guilt, all those things that aren't empowering.
Right. I understand all that. And I subscribe to Robert Vance. I read a lot about him on New Rockwell.
Okay.
And
he's one of their Christian writers, right?
Pardon me?
Robert Vance, isn't he? Or Lawrence? Is it Lawrence Vance?
Yes, but he's totally anti-war.
Right.
I think a lot of the religious people don't do it on purpose, but because of pro-war, one way or another, they stand in the way of freedom. I think that's a very important thing.
Hold on a second. I agree with that statement. I don't know if Scott is pro-war. I didn't hear Scott agitating for war. What I heard him doing was predicting conflict in the Middle East. He was just kind of talking about his Bible and what it says and, you know, what he believes is going to happen. I think that's different than being a warmonger. He was just predicting the, you know, war in the future. He wasn't agitating for any involvement. I didn't hear that, at least from what he was saying. But I agree with you that if a Christian is...
I apologize if I misunderstood.
Sure. But let's take the issue you're bringing up, because it's certainly the truth when it comes to a lot of so-called self-professed Christians. Christians who absolutely support the government, and they support warmongering, and they support killing brown people, and they, in no way, in my opinion, I mean, from my understanding of the Christian religion, and I don't have the greatest understanding, I guess I was a Christian when I was growing up, but from my understanding,
that's not
Christian.
That Jesus was a peacemaker, and you would assume that Jesus wouldn't bomb people. And so therefore, in order to be a Christian, which is Christ-like, you may not bomb people, you may not support the bombing
wasn't
of people.
Christ in support of forgiveness and peace and love and understanding and things like that? Wasn't that pretty much his the message? I mean, or did I misinterpret it? Was Christ
That's the way I understand it.
Right. Was Christ actually a vicious, bloodthirsty killer?
I don't think so. Well, if he existed at all, what I know about him, he sure wasn't like that. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Hey, thank you, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, Josh, during the break, you were saying that when you heard what Scott was saying last hour, and again, Scott calling in, talking about the Bible, and at the very end of the call, I, of course, asked the question of, because he was talking about how he was certain that the scripture was true. I said, well, how can you be so certain? Well, it says it in the book. Well, wait a minute. How do you know the book wasn't written by Satanists? How do you know that the, you know, the hand of Satan wasn't over top of the editors of the Bible when they were deciding what was in and what was out and how to translate it and all of that? And he, of course, paused and thought and obviously didn't have an answer and then shifted the discussion somewhere else. He didn't have a real good answer for that. But you said that it made you, as an atheist, want to go off. So I want to allow you to do that.
Well, that's the thing about faith. It doesn't necessitate or require any sort of analysis or empirical evidence or anything to justify the wild claims. It's just only requires a belief in it.
And he certainly has a strong belief, because when you question that belief and you get silence, you know, the gears are turning maybe slightly, but then the cognitive dissonance kicks in and they think, oh my gosh, if I were to say that I don't know, or if I were to say that I'm uncertain about the validity of this, then it would break down my entire belief system that I've held for so dear for so long.
It's so much to assume that this crisis in the Middle East or the world is a creation of man, and that we ourselves, as men and rational creatures, have to solve the problem instead of looking for a cosmic blueprint.
Well, I think that I think you're pointing out correctly that if you if you believe the Christian religion, that basically you have to believe in predestination, that you're going to have to go through a lot of gesticulations and gyrations to try to get around this God's perfect plan, because it's just not true. It can't be.
In their beliefs,
God created the world, and He exists outside of time. How can you possibly have He knows what's going to happen from start to finish. He has a perfect plan. How is there free will? Just doesn't make sense to me. However, I would like to point out, I'm of the opinion that atheists that believe in evolution have to have a certain level of faith too, because they have to have a faith in
Right. I mean, you're presuming he believes.
I've made a step there.
Okay. Just that belief in evolution.
I've been confronted with evidence to support a theory called evolution.
Well, I mean, I think you can use the evidence just as well to say that, you know, well, that this clearly must have been created by somebody too. I mean, that's what people are doing. They're coming to a conclusion, right? So some people look at the world and come to the conclusion that evolution is true, and that's fine. They have to make some logical jumps. All you have to do is study sort of, you know, what evolution is, you know, what it says, and, I agree that a lot of scientists agree with it, and I like the idea of believing what scientists say. However, they're making some logical and faith-oriented jumps in the same way that people that don't believe in evolution do too. So I'm not prepared to entirely say that nobody's, you know, that atheists are not operating by faith. Atheists aren't necessarily evolutionists, but
I just have a fundamental disbelief in incorporeal beings in space. You know,
incorporeal meaning without form,
without body.
Without body.
Yeah. There are many people that have many different types of faith that don't believe that. There's necessarily a one God kind of thing.
Well, so we were talking about Christians.
I'm really turned off by the assertion that it's the Christian sect specifically that's got it right.
Yeah, that really bugs me too.
Yeah, you have everybody thanking God for the achievements in their life and denouncing themselves for the failures, or take an example. If I were to blame Hurricane Katrina's landfall on the wrath of Poseidon, I would be labeled a lunatic. But in some other vein, to invoke Jesus or Yahweh or Allah or some more mainstream deity, it's allowed. Faith is the sort of thing that you're not allowed to question or confront in their society.
I have to concur with you on that. It doesn't seem to me that God can bless or can curse and still be a just loving God. And that's often said that, you know, God's blessed me. Well, my God, does that mean He's cursed me? Because I don't have the same thing that you've got. Well, who is this guy up there blessing and cursing? I think it's much more likely that if God does bless and curse, He created a system that allows you to access blessings and curses through your actions.
More on the way here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to comment on faith, religion, or anything goes, it's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
We are inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or validated video proving they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's come around again. It's the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show. It's October 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables, showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. You can check it out at knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. It's in Kentucky. Excellent.
I need to get a flamethrower sound effect. That would be awesome.
Yeah. What it would just
going to be a hell of a
sound
gross.
Like anything though.
It would sound like a flamethrower. Yeah, except much better than that, I imagine. Yeah, there you go. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue with your phone calls here and talk to, I believe we have Aaron in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Aaron, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I just kind of wanted to refer back to what Scott was talking about and how you guys were saying that you didn't believe in or that you guys didn't thought that he was wrong about the Bible and that it was you thought that it was created by Satan.
Oh, no. Hold like on. Point of information. Let me clarify. Before we continue this conversation, there are three people sitting in this studio here, and I was the one who made the statement about...
You're Ian.
About that. Yep, and I'm Ian. And what my point of that... My point of the question was not that I believe that to be true, but that Scott was so firmly within his beliefs that the Bible is the, you know, the Word of God, that it is absolute truth, and I just simply came up with a scenario to suggest that, well, what if it's not? You've never questioned the validity. He's always accepted the validity of it because, well, it says it in the Bible that it's the truth. So
Satan is a trickster.
Right, that is a kind of a circular logic. Well, because it says in the Bible that it's true, it must be true. I mean, wait a minute, who wrote the Bible? Well, men. Well, isn't it possible, was my question to Scott, that it was actually, point of fact, Satan that influenced the writing of the Bible rather than God himself, if you believe in all that. And as I said, I don't even believe in Satan, so go ahead with your thoughts.
But do you believe in God?
I believe that everything is God. I'm a pantheist.
They're not mutually exclusive. One's part and parcel to the other. And I don't think you can believe in God and not the devil, or... You know, not believe in Satan and then therefore embrace God. I mean,
well, Aaron, and Josh, I think that you can believe in God. It's just that the God that I believe in, if you want to use that term, isn't a separate monotheistic man in the sky, invisible man in the sky kind of God. The God to me is just it's love, it's everything, it's compassion. God is no different from you as it is from that, you know, the microphone that you're sitting
in front
of.
Could it just be the universe itself?
The universe, all that is.
Can we all just agree on that?
Yeah, all of it is. It, to me, is what is supreme. I mean, that it's not. There's no right or wrong. There's no diktats being handed down from on high. I tend to agree with sort of with what Mark said earlier, where there's a universal kind of justice out there. There's karma, if you want to call it that. That, you know, you put out a bunch of crap, you're going to get some crap back. You reap what you sow. That kind of thing.
And I think that a good and loving and just God would create a system like that.
I think there's evidence that when you do bad things. Bad things tend to happen to you, and when you do good, you know, good things tend to happen. Obviously, there are exceptions in general to that rule, but I think...
Thoughts, Aaron?
Yeah, I've been rambling. So, yes, please, your thoughts.
Yeah, just basically, I kind of mainly agree with what you said there, but I kind of just wanted clarification on what you said earlier, so...
Okay, did you get it?
Pretty much.
Okay. Anything else on your mind tonight? It is Free Talk Live.
No, I believe that's it.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
All right, and I think the larger, more relevant question is how is that even matter, whether or not it's predicted in one religion's scriptures, whether or not men holding office in the United States of America are going to commit more men to go and fight?
It's not relevant, except it's relevant to Scott because he wants to believe that what he's believing is the truth. He wants to... He is so ensconced in his faith that he is absolutely certain, and he wants to spread the word, as so many religious people do. They want to evangelize their belief system, and he's making predictions. As Mark pointed out, a lot of these predictions turn out to be wrong. Most predictions turn out to be wrong. Of course, you never hear about the ones that are wrong, and they always shove those aside in favor of the ones that at least have some sort of shard of accuracy, which is usually not much accuracy, but just a little bit. And then they're touted as being able to predict things, when in point of fact, those these predictors like Nostradamus have made 1,000 errors for every one that they got kind of sort of right, and you really have to bend the prediction around to even make that claim. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we continue with your calls and go to Rares in Arizona. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Is it Raris or Rares? Arizona?
Hi.
How do we pronounce your name?
Rarish.
Rarish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I'm really tempted to go into this whole religion topic, but I'd like to, because you guys seem to be more into the theory of things, I'd like to propose maybe a model for a kind of barter currency.
Barter currency. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's like this. Suppose one of the things that I find really ridiculous is you have skilled people, you have people who have needs, you have resources that are not really that far away, but there's no money to go around. You get into a point where everybody who uses Federal Reserve notes has to share in the misery, whether you're in New York or in Alaska or in Florida, and there's just something like let's just wait it out.
Say share in the misery, what are you referring to?
When there's a crash, everybody suffers whether you had anything to do with it or not.
Okay, okay. Well, the Federal Reserve system is certainly a system fraught with problems. It's centralized control. It's a fiat money system. It's arbitrary. They print out as much as they want. They withdraw as much as they want from the system, and their actions can have some really detrimental effects on the economy, and have had detrimental effects.
They also make it nearly impossible for you to get off the grid when you see it falling.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I want to find out exactly what your suggestion is, because I think we've come to the agreement that the Federal Reserve System is poor and something needs to change, and I think that's what he was calling about, is to propose something. But I'm going to request that you, wherever you are, get closer to the base on your phone or pick up a landline, because it's getting a little fluttery. It sounds like you might be outdoors or something like that, and if we can't continue the conversation in a way that is audible, we're not going to be able to. So hopefully you'll spend some time doing that, and we'll come back and find out, hopefully, what his suggestion is, some sort of barter currency. I like barter. Barter's a fine idea. I also like gold and silver and whatever else is a valid medium of exchange between people that want to do business with one another. So I guess we'll find out what his proposal is, hopefully. 800-259-9231. We'll also talk to you. Whatever it is that you want goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine
steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages. Created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
This weekend I went to the grocery store and I had with me my Totus X, both of them, and I carried
out
all...
Did you find it? I thought you said you lost one of them.
I lost one of them, but I had an extra. So
okay, good.
Now it's my third Totus X. Anyway, I was carried all my stuff out, didn't have to bring the cart back, didn't have to make two trips out to the car from the house. Very convenient.
Mm.
Totusac.com, if you want to see what I'm talking about, it's a little plastic handle made of completely 100% recycled material, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totasac.com, that's TOTASAK.com, and get a family pack today.
Point of information, yeah, you said it's plastic. I thought it was some sort of special blend.
Yes, it's some kind of plasticky. There's metal involved in it somehow, too.
It's strong, very strong.
Yeah, I don't think...
Plastic makes it sound cheap.
Well, it's very, very strong plastic.
Yeah.
Synthetic polymer.
You can't carry enough with it that will cause it to break. Ever.
Exactly.
Ever.
So, totasac.com. We continue here taking your phone calls, and we're going to go back to Rarish in Arizona. You're back on Free Talk Live. You're going to give us you'd correctly, I think, critiqued the Federal Reserve note system, the Federal Reserve and its awfulness. But you had a suggestion for a barter currency? Go ahead with that.
All right. I called up now. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I call it private stamps.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Okay. Well, I'll explain how it works, and then I'll explain what that means. Okay. Instead of trading a valuable item or receipts for certificates, like, for example, paper certificates on gold, which is never delivered and basically mean are practically worthless, even though you can sometimes get something out of them. What you're trading instead is currency for another trade, in other words, an exchange. Okay?
Aren't there, have you checked into businesses like ITEX and, you know, other trade organizations that exist already?
I've checked into some of them, but this is something a little different. It involves at least four individuals.
ITEX is more than four people.
At least four individuals. Now, let's say, for example.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I'm understanding here so far. Mark, you brought up these systems, these barter systems, that essentially you can trade points that are good for future labor. Is that the idea?
Or services.
Or services,
services
or products?
Yeah, labor, services, products.
Is that what you're getting
those,
at? Something
those
like that?
Those are always in what I call series. You trade one for another. This is trading for the for example, if someone exchanges, I don't know, rice for nails, then that trade is worth something. Not trading the rice or trading the nails, but the event. If a certain amount of volume in rice gets traded for a certain amount of volume in nails, that, which, however it works, that if that benefits you in a way.
Well, it benefits both people, otherwise they wouldn't be engaging in that trade, right?
Right. But if it benefits a third person...
How would it benefit them? They don't have rice or nails.
They might, to put it a different way, they might be in a position where they need other services from those, and that trade makes things work out for both of the other two people.
I think Josh is looking about as confused as I feel right now.
It just sounds like roundabout barter to me.
I still don't even understand it.
I don't understand where these third and fourth parties come into play.
Let's go back to the rice and the nails thing.
Okay,
what is happening
here? Let me give you the example I was going to go with. Okay, you have four people on a street. They live on a street. One is a tutor, teaches kindergartners, third graders, and so on.
Yeah.
Who's renting out to another person who lives on that street.
Got it.
Second person has children who need to be tutored.
Right.
Third person is someone who, for whatever reason, is happiest when they know that children are getting the most tutoring that they could possibly.
Who wouldn't want kids to get educated?
It sounds like a neighborhood to me.
Where's this going? What's the fourth person doing?
This fourth person, unfortunately for the owner of the tutor's house, is constantly annoying them about this.
About what?
About the fact that, children are just not getting enough education, just talking and talking.
So the fourth person doesn't think that there's enough education going on, but the third person thinks there is?
The fourth person doesn't really care. The third...
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We need you to finish this up.
All right. So, now, the third... in order for the...
I'd like to point something out here, Raresh. I mean, it's going to be difficult for you to propagate an idea if you haven't quite managed
communicate. I've got it.
I know. You're on the radio. You're nervous. Go ahead. We need to really get the idea out there.
I got it. All right. Now, in order to pay his rent, the tutor needs to do 3 hours a day.
All right.
The parents, however, can only afford 1 hour a day.
Who?
The parents of the children. Also,
I thought the parents of the children were the first people that were renting to the tutor.
No. The landlord is just a fourth party who really doesn't normally care what's going on. They're just renting.
I'm very confused. I thought the first party was the landlord, the second party was the tenant of the landlord, and that we're tutoring the landlord's kids in order to...
No. The third party is the parent.
I think the fifth party is the one who's going to die of frustration and boredom.
This is maddening.
I just want to know, how does the tutor pay his rent?
Well, what happens is, because the fourth party, because the children are not getting their the 2 hours that they really need to get tutored, is really just always complaining. Just for no reason, they just happen to be very talkative, and this is driving.
Are you trying to explain an economic system here? Because me, it's impossible, Rarish. I gotta let you go. Thanks for the call. I can't take it anymore. It didn't seem to be going anywhere. And how is this supposed to be an example that can be spun out into anything else besides some bizarre four-party situation where people happen to be interacting in a tutor environment? I mean, what?
It may very well be a stroke of genius.
He may be brilliant.
Cataclysmic in its effects on the human economic system. However, the explanation that we just got here was not effective.
You can't spend or trade satisfaction or approval. And that seemed to be like the only exchange that I was hearing.
Right, and what's wrong with the idea of having a medium of exchange? I mean, barter
mediums,
is...
Yeah, mediums of exchange aren't a problem. The problem is when governments get a hold of them.
Right, barter is fine for those of you who happen to have something to trade to someone else, but if I've got a radio show and you don't need my talents as a talk radio host, but yet I need to have the candy that you're making, then we've got a problem.
Yeah.
Then there has to be some sort of fourth party who's got an interest, and the third party has an interest, and something else together with the tutoring and whatever.
Money's
the hell
great.
Else.
Money works. The problem is when the government gets involved in that money.
And if you've got a great idea, you need to be able to boil it down. You know, you need to be able to essentially cut to the essence of whatever your idea is. So if you've got something that's supposedly revolutionary, spend some time refining it and
talk about it in the mirror
and practicing communicating it, because that was a poor job. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even if it's obscure and confusing. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll do our best to hammer our way through it and try to have some idea of what you're talking about. 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian with you tonight.
And Josh.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got archives there going back an entire year. Right on the front page of the website, totally free for you, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer our listeners, that's you, some great deals on gold and silver coins and pieces. All you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can check out some that I've picked out myself. It's the Lakota Nation Silver Round for $22.30, the Walking Liberty Half for $8.69, the British Sovereign Gold Coin for $288, and the 20 franc at $233. You have a few of those, don't you, Ian?
I do, yeah.
Yep.
I do.
I've bought from Midas myself, and you can give them a call or go to gold.freetalklive.com. I'll give you that number down. It's 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938.
We continue taking your phone calls about anything. Nick is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick. Nick, Massachusetts.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay. So on Saturday, I talked to you guys about, or at least tried to, talk to you guys about workers owning the means of production. So we sort of went off on anarcho-socialism and how it is or is not real anarchism, whatever. But that wasn't what I was getting at, so I don't really want to get into that.
Okay.
So I do want to get into, though, whether you guys think that that workers owning the means of production has a place in the marketplace, things like co-ops, workers
workers why wouldn't
owned.
It? I mean, they already are today, so why wouldn't
they? Yeah, they are. That's true. Places like Mondragon, Monodragon.
I don't know what that is, but I know that there are co-ops.
It's insane. There's a documentary on it. You can find it on Google. You can YouTube it.
What is it? Monodragon?
No, it's a worker co-op in Spain that was set up in the early 1900s, I believe.
And they're still there today?
Yes, they're still there today, and they're relatively successful.
Okay, great. Just like I said before, I said on the air to the guy, because we had a self-proclaimed Marxist call the show on Saturday night. And as I said to that guy, I don't know how it is you're going to get me, a private business owner, to turn my workers over, you know, turn my assets over to my workers. He didn't answer that either. He insisted it wasn't going to be violent, that everybody was just going to magically come to the conclusion that this would be the right thing to do. And if that's the case, well, then that'll be what happens. But at this point, have not come to that conclusion, and so I was asking that. And I pointed out, well, why don't we just have a free market where you can have your co-op, or your commune, and I can have my business and run it the way I want to run it, however that is. I don't necessarily agree with the top-down kind of centralized command and control management style.
I don't either.
Free Talk Live isn't really organized in that way. Free Talk Live is kind of like a group of, well, mostly volunteers, but a group of people who come together who have different techniques and different expertise, and they work and they benefit from working for this show. You know, if they didn't benefit from working for us for Free Talk Live, they wouldn't come here. There is a little, there's only one level of hierarchy, and that is that, you know, it's my show, and then the other people are basically partnering up with me to do various different things. Mark, you're on the air. You're also a great salesman. You are the head of sales. And Johnson, for instance, is one of our graphics designers and web designers, and we've got other people, IT guys and other things like that. So there's one level there, but it's not like I've got managers who have underlings who have underlings. So I'm not necessarily a huge fan of that structure either. But I think that if we had a free marketplace, which we don't, but if we had one, we would get to find out which of these structures are most effective in which circumstances. And I'm not saying that co-ops wouldn't work in some ways better than others. I don't know.
I would just like a concrete definition of the means of production. I mean, let's take... Take a company like Microsoft, for example, that was founded by a group of people in a garage working cooperatively. So would they own all the means of production? I mean, they still had to get computer parts. Whoever they purchased their parts from had to get the silica and the soldering apparatus, all the basic components to build the microchips. I mean, how much of those means of production can one group of people own? How vast is this collective of people you're talking about?
I mean, I'm no expert on how cooperatives exactly work. I've only, I guess absolve myself from this due to just plain ignorance that I can't really, I don't know how big it would be. Like, I would imagine that co-ops would run into the same problem as big businesses would in the marketplace with the calculation problem. So I would imagine that they wouldn't get too big, but I'd imagine it'd be maybe fairly decently sized. Mono Dragon is a pretty big
co-ops simply have to work in the same way that some humans grow horns out of their heads. The fact is, lots and lots of co-ops have been tried, and you can show far more co-ops that fail than co-ops that work.
You could say that the same thing about most businesses.
Yeah, I think you can probably show that. I think you can likely show that businesses work far more successfully than co-ops do.
Nah, maybe that's true, but I don't know. You're speculating.
People don't carry the burden. And that's the problem. If everybody
people
gets together
the burden,
they don't.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't carry the onus of.
But if they're owning the business, then don't they have more responsibility?
But in a co-op, you don't really own it.
Who owns the business in a co-op?
Everyone cooperates.
So who assumes the risk? Is it everyone that assumes the risk?
The larger the risk is spread out, and Josh is right, the larger the risk is spread out, the less people are going to take responsibility for it.
Yeah, and that's why it's tough in the first place for co-ops to get started, because it's a different structure. There's different the regulations. The regulators have trouble regulating them because it's different procedures for a co-op. It's difficult to set it up because there's different risks, there's different organizations.
But there's got to be provision to get rid of somebody that's doing a bad job, right? I mean, wouldn't you have that in your co-op as if somebody's sabotaging you?
The co-op in Spain, I believe, has like multi, like it's like layered out. Like the workers choose like special like representatives to like manage the place, and you know they're like voted on democratically and stuff like.
If they can accomplish it without being bureaucratic and obnoxious, then that's
good
for them.
I'm all for anything that's voluntary. I'm just saying that the fact is, the evidence is that the co-ops don't seem to work very well.
Well, I would encourage you to look at the documentary about the co-op that
but
I was
why?
Taught. What?
Why?
Oh, because from what I've seen in the documentary and what I've heard from other mutualists and people who support co-ops, is that it's a fairly successful co-op, and it's a very good
example. So there's a successful co-op, but why should I watch the video about it? I mean, there's lots of videos about lots of things that are good or whatever. I don't want to start a co-op.
Okay.
I think he wants to recruit you.
But I don't care.
You want to recruit Mark into being a co-op owner?
No.
Okay, then he's probably not going to watch your video.
No, right. Yeah, all right, that's fair enough.
Say what, Josh?
There is no owner of the co-op. That's the point.
Well, wait, I thought everybody owns the co-op. I thought everyone who's running the co-op owns the co-op. I was my understanding that's an employee kind of owned business. Is that not the case?
Don't they in turn just become a corporation at that point?
Well, I don't know. A corporation is a file folder in a government computer somewhere. There's no real such thing as a corporation. It's the legal fiction.
Abstract entity.
Right. So it seems to me that I've been on a commune before, and it's not somewhere I would want to live. It was nasty and not pretty. Maybe
didn't you and I eat at that communal restaurant over in Brattleboro? They shut down, by the way.
No, I didn't go.
They didn't have enough participation. Well, my wife and I did. I know that we were there. I was there twice and with somebody besides my wife once. And they shut down just because, well, people weren't taking good – the servers weren't showing up.
Oh, dear. Hey, thanks for the call, Nick. I certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't know what the best mode of running a business is. Maybe it's different depending on the business. Maybe
I know what the best mode of running a business is. You have a guy at the top that takes the responsibility, and he takes the bullets. That's how you run a business, because that's how it works.
Well, maybe that's how it works for you, but obviously some people have different ideas.
You can get together and not wash and have group sex. I don't care if that's what you want to do. That's fine, as long as you're not trying to shove your system down my throat.
Yeah,
however, if you want a system that works, there's a good one.
Well, couldn't it be possible that there are better ones out there than what you're talking about? I mean,
I'd love somebody to show me.
Don't you think that the top-down centralized command and control management structure is a little bureaucratic in the way that it
operates? I didn't say top-down management command and control.
Okay. But that seems to be the typical structure of business today.
Well, that's all fine for those who want it. Whenever this debate comes up, I think it's redundant.
Right. This is a problem that solves itself. I don't care what system you want. If you want a commune, get your friends out and go commune.
Right.
I don't care.
I don't want to join the commune.
Please, I'm not interested.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. I'm glad over the years that I never actually, because you tried to get a part ownership of Free Talk Live, Mark. And
I do have part ownership of Free Talk Live.
Well, not really.
I have the ads. You have the
air. But I could take everything off the air and then you'd be done.
You could quit being on the air and then I'd be done too, right? I'd have to go start my own show.
So, right. So what I was saying is that I'm just glad I didn't, because then it would be a partnership. It would be much more difficult to deal with.
It would be the same as it is
now.
I don't
like co-owning things. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.